Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking violet Kuchar.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto. We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Breaks Bachelor Podcast, and here's Ben Manduka of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you, hon?
Just making it through the week. We got a big week once again. We had some nice time off with Thanksgiving, and we're going to go heading back out on the road later this week to St. Louis and Philadelphia. But Ronnie, before we talk about those shows, do you know that we've got two more shows to announce?
Well, what are they, Ben? Where are they?
Well, here's the big news, everyone. On May 1st, we are going to Asbury Park, New Jersey. I mean, this is like home of Springsteen and Bon Jovi and people who are from Asbury Park. We're going to the epicenter.
And other people Asbury who Park, live New Jersey. There.
Yeah, like my aunt and uncle who live nearby in Middletown. So that's going to be May 1st, 2020, Asbury Park at the House of Independence. And then the very next night, this is actually truly, truly exciting. We are going to be playing the largest theater we've ever played in one of our favorite cities. We're going back to Washington, D.C. on May 2nd to play the Lincoln Theater. So that's Saturday, May 2nd. The pre-sale is happening right now as we speak. It's on Patreon. So if you are a Patreon supporter, you have access to it right now. You can get your tickets now. And then tickets go on sale to the public this Friday. I think we might have two sellouts on our hands. I'm just saying that because DC has always sold out, and New Jersey, Philadelphia, New York, that whole area always treats us very well. So make sure you get your tickets. It's May 1st, May 2nd for Asbury Park and DC.
Yeah. We're really excited to go there. We've never been to Jersey before. I mean, we've been there, but we've never been there.
Never performed in Jersey, which is really exciting.
Yeah. So thank you guys for supporting these shows. The next one, St. Louis, this week, we are going to be doing Real Housewives of Dallas. The next night in Philadelphia, where there are two shows, we're starting with Real Housewives of Jersey. And then we're going into a classic Real Housewives of Beverly Hills episode. It is season 2, episode 14, where Taylor Armstrong creates the cat meme scene. It's called Malibu Beach Party from Hell. So that is going to be a super fun late show in Philly. Then the next week, we're going to be in Denver, then Seattle. And those will be our last shows for 2019. But then in January, we're going to start with the Golden Crappies in L.A. It's almost sold out. Get your tickets. Then we're going to Detroit, Columbus, Austin, Texas for two shows, then Houston, Texas, then Birmingham, New Orleans, Kansas, Omaha, Salt Lake, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, and Oklahoma. Also, go over to crappinsmerch.com and you can get your shirts. Shannon Boldor, Ramona Singer Christmas and Hanukkah shirts, and Ramona Singer leggings. And When Life Gives You Tacos, Make Taco Salads, Dork and Twerp merch, all available right now. And we're also both on Cameo if you guys need any of those for the holidays. Shill those. And what else, Ben? Have anything else to shill?
No, just life. I'm shilling life today. I'm getting a clump just saying it.
Oh, no, Ben. You can do it.
No, just kidding. Yeah, I got it out. I got it out. I got the frog out of my throat. I am shilling life, and I am shilling Below Deck, which I love.
Below Deck. Here we go with Below Deck.
Below Deck.
This is the last word I heard. You like how I can do that?
I know. You're a rhyming genius.
Everybody, welcome to Below Deck. What Below Deck. An episode.
Wow. Yeah, I actually, the previous week's episode, I enjoyed so much. I watched it a second time after we were done podcasting about it. Really, because I loved that moment, which happens again at the top of this episode, when Riley is like yelling at Ashton. And Tanner says something about, like, he didn't do anything wrong. And she's like, shut the fuck up. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? It's just like, just the best. It just makes me laugh every single time.
Man, that fight was one of the funniest fights. A paleo fight.
Paleo fight.
We order something paleo. Got it. And he's like, what the fuck? And then we get into our paleo fight, which, as you said, we opened with. And Ashton yells at Riley and screams, you belong on fishing boats in Alaska, and walks off. She's like, what is your problem? You haven't even explained it. And he tells her, you need to self-reflect and understand what upsets everyone around you when you get into the fucking dinner table.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just watched Jersey recently. fucking dinner table.
I thought I heard Bueller in the background get excited. Bueller's like, got it, woof, got it, woof. So he's like, all the men of authority in your life, you have a problem with. She's like, oh, you think you're the only man of authority? Okay, 2 days. Got it. She gives us like a fresh got it right off the bat.
She really did a got it. I immediately took a gif of it so I could send it to everybody I know who gives me shit.
So Tanner goes, you're so lost. I feel so sorry for you. You're so lost. She goes, fuck you, Tanner. Don't fucking stand up to me. Who the fuck are you? You're not anyone that's talking to me when Ash and I are talking. You understand that?
And Tanner...
I love the way she just, like, shuts down these assholes.
And Tanner is over there smoking like a five-year-old who just found cigarettes. Like, he is just, like, smoking badly. Like, he obviously has never smoked or doesn't smoke. He's holding it weird. He's smoking like a little kid who just found cigarettes. And Tanner's like, what the fuck are you even talking about right now? What the fuck are you talking about? She's like, what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about. And she walks off. And he goes, it's so sad. It's just so sad.
Yeah. And then Ashton walks up to Courtney and Simone. He's like, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Unfortunately, she's a new crew member and it's my department. I'm like, these are not like delicate... you know, like delicate members of the Queen's court, you know, they're like adults, they can handle it. And they probably are really happy that Riley spoke up to Kevin. And in fact, we know that because Tanner starts talking to Kate and he's like, every crew dinner is non-dramatic. Everyone's always been having fun. And Kate's like, really? I don't feel that way. I feel like Kevin's always super intense and overbearing and a loud mouth. And Riley was finally like, shut your mouth. So,
Yeah, Riley finally, after 5 seconds of being on the boat, she's like, finally, Riley said something to him. She's like, you know, it's kind of a relief seeing Riley fight with Kevin, because Kevin acts like he's Gordon Ramsay, but I think even Gordon Ramsay is more pleasant to be around than Kevin.
Okay. Yeah. I just think that, like, when Tanner and Ashton are both like, it's always so calm, there's never any drama, then Riley shows up, and it's like, no, you guys have just been, like, obnoxious, and these women have been biting their tongues because they just don't want to even deal with it. And then Riley comes, she's like, I'm not going to deal with it. So, like, it just, there are a lot of assumptions being made by the men, which is probably reflects a larger issue in life, okay?
Yeah, the men on the show are dicks.
Get into it. Yeah.
What?
You're like, I'm not going to get into it.
No, I just, like... Yeah, it's like men are dicks. What, you know, yeah.
What else is new?
Yeah, what else is new, especially on this show? My God. So they're walking around, still getting wasty-basty, and Kevin is just
being the worst ever. He's just keeps going, gotcha, gotcha, yeah, gotcha. Oh my God. I don't even know what he's saying. I guess he like learned two words. And so he's just like screaming them out. And so Riley's talking to Kate at the bar and she's like, well, I've always been combative. And Kate's like, actually, I've got your back. Kevin's been obnoxious all night. So enjoy this leeway because you're going to have it for about 15 more minutes. So enjoy that.
Exactly. Yeah. So Kevin and Tana are just like wasted and obnoxious, as you said. And there's just like a shot where the two of those guys are just like the worst. And then Courtney is next to him with a face like, ew, can someone get these people out of here? I could be with the seafood tower somewhere and instead I'm stuck with these guys. Ew.
Courtney is so hilarious this whole episode. When Ashton came up to them, was like, ladies, I'm so sorry about that. It's my department. I'll deal with that crazy banshee in my department. I will deal with it. Courtney just pats her head and goes, yeah. Like, you know when Courtney hates you right away, she just starts patting her head and just agrees with you, but like with a shitty look on her face.
I know.
So, yeah, then so Riley's Tanner. Like, fuck these guys. And Tanner is just smoking, weaving back and forth on his 9,000th cigarette.
Yeah, he is like barely standing up. And then he sort of stumbles over to the porta potty, which is for staff only. And he like pukes everywhere over in this porta potty. And then after he's done puking, he just goes up to Simone. He's like, I want to hook up with you so badly. You want to sit down? Then I'll hook up with you.
Oh, so disgusting. Like, and she, of course, starts making out with him with barf breath and doesn't even flinch. Oh.
Yeah. She's like, isn't he so cute? I'm like, oh. And then Courtney is just like, gross. Clearly these two aren't afraid of PDA.
Yeah. PDA to me is like a peck or a handhold. It should never go further. And then it cuts to Kevin going, yeah, chilla, chilla, tiny little man, I love ya.
Yeah, he's giving Tanner like a high five, like right in front of Simone. I don't understand why guys do that. Like that also, I know you don't watch Love Island, but that's something that happens on Love Island all the time, is that like two people who like everyone's been waiting to hook up finally kiss. And then everyone starts cheering like, yeah, I'm like, you're killing the vibe. Why do people do that?
Well, it's like in some cultures when, actually, what am I even saying? I was reading a book about Greek mythology, and then this queen like gets her husband, and then they're boning like in the marital bed, and then the lights come on, and everyone's cheering around them, and he freaks out. She's like, "What? That's just our culture, okay? You banged a chick, okay? The whole town is here to celebrate in our bedroom." Wow, that is neither here nor there.
Was that Hera? Did Hera do that to Zeus? Be honest.
No, it's no one important in those books. It's always the little people in those books.
It's always those stupid, like, half deities. You're like, why are you even here?
It is actually about a half. Ones. Yes, it is a half deity. Yeah. He's like, it's my father, Poseidon, god of the sea. Helen's like, I wish we had a god of the sea.
Did you say Helen? Helen of Troy?
Yeah, remember? No, Helen from this show, Below Deck, lady who gets horny over food. And she's like, oh my God, it's Captain. He's like, if there was a captain of the sea, you're like, he's like, if there was a god of the sea. What was that?
Yeah. If only there were a god of the sea. If only that someone had come up with that at some point in world history.
Yeah. So they go to the van. Just
like interwove Greek mythology through this, and came out on the other end of Below Deck.
Hey, listen, I read half of a lot of books. I'll tell you that. Right. I try to read books, and I'm like, wow, I'm so smart. Look at me reading this Greek mythology book, and I'm like, this is so boring. Is it ever going to end? Because you can't tell really how long books are on a Kindle, because they keep telling you it's like this percent done, and I'm like, I've been on 6% for 3 weeks. Goodbye, Greek mythology book.
It's almost like a Sisyphean challenge, isn't it?
Don't you call me a sissy.
You know who's the worst? Hephaestus. Anyway, she has no good myths. None. Name one.
Okay, you win the Greek mythologies talk.
Hephaestus needs to like bring up her myth game, okay? It's not too late. She's a Greek god, so she could theoretically still be making myths, okay? Like, bring it up. Like, even Demeter has a good myth.
Parking. That's her myth. The lady who decided Demeter. To charge everybody for parking, okay?
No, Demeter has, because Demeter has that thing, right, with her daughter. Like, her daughter's, she's like, Persephone, you are going to stay here right now and you are going to live with me. And Persephone's like, no, mother, I'm going to go hang out with Hades. And then, like, she, like, marries Hades and she's like, well, that's what you get. And then, like, half the year Persephone's down in Hades and the other half of the year she's up with Demeter. Something like that.
And then Demeter's
right?
like, as my revenge, I shall make everyone pay to park forever. Gotta go feed Demeter. Gotta go feed Demeter.
Demeter.
So in the vans, everybody's wasted, and Kevin immediately falls asleep, and then everyone else falls asleep. And Kate's like, I've never taken Uber this long in my life. And then they're walking again, and Riley's just like, I have to pee. Got it.
So then Courtney goes, they're back on the boat, and Courtney checks in on Brian, who's still like, my day. And she's like, Kevin and Riley got into a fight over appetizers. Like, not cool.
Oh, God. So Tanner's like, oh, God, Jiminy Cricket. And then when he was barfing, Jiminy Cricket, I have to pee. Jiminy Cricket. So everyone stumbles to bed, and Kevin, in his sleep, is muttering, Riley.
Yeah, I like that. I like that, like, in his sleep, he's being ordered to get, he's being told to order a paleo dish. He's, like, counting sheep, and then all of a sudden there's, like, Riley jumping over the fence being like, paleo, got it.
Isn't paleo just, like, chicken? Like, what is paleo? Is paleo the one where you have to go out and catch your food? Like, no, that's the...
No dairy... Nothing. I think the basic tenet of it is that, like, it's only food that a caveman would be able to acquire.
Oh, that is paleo. Yeah.
Yeah. Like not dairy and, like, certain, like, legumes, I think. Anything that has to be, like, processed or I don't know. It's annoying.
I know. My friend was on paleo and we were in Whole Foods and I was like, a caveman has to get it. We're, like, literally at a Whole Foods buffet. Could you please get off of it?
If a caveman were here, he would be able to scoop into the buffet. So
he would kill us all first.
Yeah.
So he would beat us over the head and drag us into a cave.
Yeah. So speaking of cavemen, it's the next morning and Tanner wakes up and he's with Simone. They spent the night together. And Simone's like, OMG, and Tanner goes, Jiminy Cricket. So they're all, like, really going through their taglines.
Yeah, they're just, like, jumping through taglines. Also, the night before, he's like, I gotta go to bed because he's wasted. And she's like, well, if it's just bed, then it's fine. But if it's more than that, I'm very stern. And he's like, oh, yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
So they go half bone, I guess, as we find out later. And then yeah. he does the I hate when people do that. I hate when guys do this, especially when they're like, I'm a little surprised I'm waking up next to Simone. I don't remember it. It's like, oh, okay. Come on now. Mm-hmm. He's like, but it was bound to happen. There's attraction there. I got to bang a hot chick with a banging ass. I'm in.
Oh, God. So it's the next morning, and Captain Lee checks in on Simone, see how she's doing. And he's like, she says something. He laughs. He's in a good mood. And, Ashton's checks in on Brian to see how his knee is. He's like, I still can't walk on it, bro.
And it's like leaking yellow pus. Ew.
It is basically like zombified at this point. He's like, aww. I'm worried I might lose my job and my leg. So
in that order.
Yeah. That'd be the worst thing, to lose my job and my leg.
Yeah, Below Deck just loves a storyline that comes back every year. There's, like, the dad who always misses his kid. It's like, oh, I've got a divorce because I'm in a bed. You know, I get mad when I'm drunk. And now it's, like, the guy who's almost losing his leg. I can't wait to see which guy it is next year who's about to lose his leg. It's, like, their new thing.
Yeah. So, so Kate wakes up and Ashton's like, good morning, Kate. I love the out of the bed look. I'm like, ooh, I would never say that to any lady, especially not Kate. She's going to get you back for that, Ashton.
God, no kidding. You're messing with danger there, buddy.
Yeah.
And she just is like, huh. So then Riley is doing dishes while Kevin is walking back and forth going, oh, I'm sorry. He's like practicing. I'm sorry I argued about the appetizers. And she's like, I'm not oblivious to the fact that fighting last night was not a good idea. I'm quick to anger. 100%. Guess where her anger comes from, everybody? Guess where
Dad.
It comes from on Below Deck? You're going to be shocked. My
Dad?
Father.
Yep.
He's the kind of guy who shows up at the door with a firearm when the FedEx truck shows up at Christmas. It's like, wow, there's so much wrong in that sentence.
I know. Also, like, order your gifts a little bit sooner than Christmas.
I know, and I don't know if I'm mad at the dad for having a gun, really, but I am mad at the FedEx Christmas. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, making this poor guy drive on Christmas, unless he's Jewish. So that Tanner and Ashton are talking, and Tanner, he's like, yeah, I only remember from last night. I only remember the fight with Riley and Kevin, and everything else I don't remember. Like, please tell me I didn't do anything like puke in a bathroom and then make out with Simone. That would be terrible. Oh, I did that? Okay.
Please say I said it, Jiminy Cricket, at least 10 times. Please, please.
Please say I hit my quota.
So Ashton's like, we've been together 4 nights as a crew. We all had a great time. When we're at, I don't want drama and issues, all right? And Tanner's like, it was embarrassing. I'm like, you were fucking falling down. Okay, yeah, chain smoking and barfing. Shut up.
So Riley is like, hey, Ash, where do you want me? And he's like, it's like this weird pause with him, like, looking down at his toes and everything. And basically he's like, if I'm 100% honest, I don't like Riley. She has a bad attitude. Got it. See what I did.
Yeah, but you're still her boss and you should give her a job and not just give her the silent treatment, you fucking weirdo. So he does go talk to her and he's like, so obviously we had words and it's unfortunate. And I don't know what happened with Kevin. Exactly. But I saw you reacting that way. And I said, there's fiery Riley. And that's why I acted the way I did. But I'm sorry for that. And she's like, I don't entirely understand why it went down last night. And I'm sorry for causing it. And he's like, let's make it work.
Yeah, so they hug. Everything's fine. And then downstairs, we get an update on Courtney's progress as an ironing lady. She goes, I cannot iron for shit. And then it just moves on.
She's like, they need to make everything non-ironing material because this is bullshit.
Her ongoing challenges. Well, I'm really getting choked up a lot during this episode. It just brings back so many memories of trying to iron things myself.
Yeah, it is a bitch, that's for sure. So preference sheet meeting. The captain's like, all right, number 5 is going to be shortened. All right, it's half a dozen ladies. Let's hope they do this a lot. Woo. Okay. Lynn Schuster and her fabulous friends.
It's all moms. It's a girl trip. All moms. And Kate recognized one of the guests because she was on Charter last year.
With Steve, Kate's the excited. Phone guy. The disgusting phone guy. Remember? Ew.
Oh, God. He was annoying. But for some reason, Captain Lee really liked him a lot.
That was the guy who was just like shit-faced the whole time. Like, I'm my phone Paley. So she's like, I remember Wendy being relaxed and chill, and that's what I need right now. So I think they're going to be polite. I don't see any dicks in that group. Get it?
Yeah. Get it. And then we cut to a shot of the iron just steaming Courtney's face. She's like, yeah. So she's like, I was not expecting that. Ew.
So it's this is like such a Riley episode because Riley always has an episode with screaming and yelling. And then the next day it's like the apology to her where everybody has to make up. So on to the next apology. So Kevin comes up to her and he's like, can I see you on deck? And Ashton and Kate are talking about how they're going to have a talk. And she's like, they're both wrong, but I blame Kevin. He's a higher rank. So shame. So Kevin apologizes. He's like, I got heated. I just got, I'm sorry. I'm an angry drunk. She's like, yeah, you're a Spitfire too. I was like, oh God, please don't flirt. Please say there's nothing going to happen with you and Kevin. Because now I see sparks. Two angry people.
I would not be able to deal with that. So yeah, Kevin's like, I like to push people and see how they push back. And Riley pushed back tenfold. You know, I don't like that as a quality in someone. I don't like someone who's like, their raison d'etre is to like, push you to see like what the limits are. Like that's not, I don't think that's like a very admirable quality in someone. How about you accept someone as they are and don't try to like make them get agitated with you. And then like if they pass some sort of like weird test that then they are like cool with you.
Yeah, I don't like testy people who are like, yeah, well you have to like I'm really cold until I decide that I like you. Then fuck off. Okay. Have fun having no friends, you loser.
Yeah.
So Brian checks on Courtney, which is sweet because he's like the sick one. And then Tanner kisses Simone, and he's right before he makes out with Simone, he passes by Kate, who's folding stuff, and he goes, "What's up, Kate?" And she's like, "Not much. Just working."
Working is a great concept. You should engage in it. So yeah, Tanner is basically invites Simone in for another sleepover that night, and then they start making out. And then we get this really amazing shot of Tanner naked getting into bed with Simone, and just like his butt is full up in the camera. And things are blurred out, but not enough. Like, I needed the entire screen to be pixelated at that moment.
Well, it was weird because his butt wasn't blurred out, but it's just like, I don't know if he had like I don't like saying butthole, but there I said it. I don't know if he just has like a big like butthole like a dog that's showing all the time, or if his nuts are just really big and showing from the back, but they were just blurring like one little dot. It was bizarre.
But it was just like this weird it was like a bad angle. It was just like this big white pasty floppy. It's like imagining watching the Pillsbury Doughboy get naked. You're like, I don't need to see that. Like, no.
I have a mirror in front of my shower, so thanks. I'm going to try and not take that personally. And let's get to the next scene with Brian and Courtney trying to be romantic and stay in bed together, but he keeps kicking her, and she's like, "Sorry, sorry." She's like, "Ow!"
I can't believe I'm in a bed with this person. So now they're cleaning, and then more Courtney bitching at the iron. She's like, "They need to make anti-wrinkle fabric because I can't live like this."
Knock, knock. Captain comes to check on Brian. He's like, "How you doing, kid? I'd hate to have to decapitate you, but if your leg hurts for one more day, you're going to be without a head, you fucking loser, all right? I care about you, but I'm also willing to let you go, and that's called love, okay?"
So basically he's like, "How about we ship you off to the hospital and get you an IV drip?" He says that as if he's saying, "How about we go to the toy store and get you a present?" He's like, "So how about we go to a hospital and put you in an ICU with a bunch of other sick people where you could get cross-contaminated? How about that, huh? Sound nice, huh? Huh, kiddo?
Hey, I got a gift for you. Unwrap it. It's sepsis." All right. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more. Feel your eyelids getting. Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of. When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
Imagine if Santa came twice. If advent calendars never ended. And if Christmas telly could be even better. Well, the last one can come true with Now TV. With the latest blockbusters including Avengers Endgame, Mary Poppins Returns, and plenty of Christmas classics, it's telly with all the trimmings. So, what's your TV got for you this Christmas? Search Now TV. 18 plus content streaming this Christmas. Month pass auto renews unless cancelled. Terms apply.
So then Riley is trying to get some dirt from Simone about Tanner. She's like, "So how was last night? How was last night?" And Simone's like, "Oh, it was good. We just cuddled. That's all we've been doing is cuddling. You know, she's being coy."
And Riley's like, "Uh-huh, mm-hmm. So you're not hoping for more?" And Ashton's like, "But what Riley's trying to say is, how do you sleep together two nights and not bang? That's the real question." And Simone's like, "I like to take my time." I was like, "Well, that's with lemons or getting drinks for people." Or she's like, "I'm consistent." Or, "You're consistent. At least you're consistent."
So now, Brian heads off to go to the hospital, and then now everyone changes into their epaulets, and Riley, "Kate, I just started bleeding," and now here come the guests.
Jesus, so, like, thanks, Riley, God.
So the guests, so the ladies show up, and
I love
Kate
that
goes,
you're just like, and then Riley's bleeding, and then the guests show.
Well, it's a natural part of life. So then Kate goes, "Usually at this moment, I have a horrible feeling, but I feel great. Scares me a little." I'm like, I'm scared too. Whenever you have a good feeling on this show, that means it's going to be terrible. Whenever you have a bad feeling on the show, it's going to be 10 times worse. And whenever you have a good feeling, it's going to be 3 times worse.
Yeah. The ladies do impress me, though, because they don't come to the boat wooing. It was
they
actually
don't.
Impressive. Not a single one of them even woos. I was like, uh-oh,
I think
we're
they were
in trouble.
Too hot. They were too hot.
Didn't affect the last ladies. They're like, wow. And these ladies are just like, wow, look at that boat. That is pretty. It's hot. I think my butt is sweating through my underwear.
Yeah. Yeah, they couldn't even like give a spirited cougar moment. One of the ladies saw Tanner and goes, hi, you're easy on the eyes. And then Simone just gives the woman a nasty look like, you better stay away. OMG.
Yeah, they had a lot of Simone giving that look to the lady all insecurely because she just keeps going after Ashton the whole time.
Yeah.
So then we get to the lemon slicing. So Simone is in there trying to slice lemons and obviously having trouble with it. Right. Tanner's like, nice lemon slicing. And she's like, we'll see. So then,
I thought nothing could top making iced coffee from last week, but apparently lemon slicing is the new challenge.
Yeah. Oh, God. So the captain's like, Battister, let's do it. I'm going to split you open if your goddamn leg doesn't start working. Right?
Yeah.
So then the lady is watching Riley pull the ropes, and she's like, look at that booty. That should be our daily workout, girls.
So then meanwhile, Kate encounters the slices of lemon that Simone cut, and she's like, oh my God, look at this. This one's thin. This one's thick. I mean, it's like if Helen Keller cut an orange, just all over the place, all over the place.
But you know what? I have to hand it to her because you have to try really hard to cut this thin. And Courtney goes, it looks like compost. Kate tells us, Simone doesn't know how to cut citrus. So then Tanner is talking to Ashton, and he's like, yo, I went down on Simone last night, huh? And then I get like a 10-second hand job. Like, what the hell?
And then it goes right on him saying 10-second hand job. It cuts to Simone with a shaker, just like a close-up on her hand with a shaker.
So Ashton says, I don't know. Maybe Kate's right. Maybe Simone isn't that great at service.
So then like Riley walks up and Tanner's like, yo, I went down on Simone last night. I'm like, okay, so I guess we're just going to broadcast it to everyone.
Well, Ashton made him. He's like, tell Riley what you just told me. He's like, I went down on Simone. She's like, ew, why did you tell me that? And she said you only cuddled. Okay, he's like, yeah, this might be a cuddling, right?
Hey, jellyfish. Guess who I went down on? I'll give you a hint. Her name rhymes with Shimon Peres, like the former prime minister of Israel. Just the Shimon part, though. Just the Shimon part. He has a very specific kind of humor.
Wow. It's like really good history humor, but like not great. It's like good references, but not like perfectly nailed.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the first name.
He gives like a full, hey, guess what I just did in the bathroom? It rhymes with Benjamin Netanyahu, but only the last syllable of the Netanyahu part. That's what I did in the bathroom. Poo. I pooed.
Oh, God. So Tanner's inflating one
also,
of the...
All his jokes pertain to Israeli prime ministers.
He's like, hey, you know what you'd look sexy in? Like a president. You'd look sexy like a president of Israel, right? BB, right? Is that right? Sorry, my history is not very good. I mean, it's current history, too.
You know what I'm really hungry for? I could go for a big slice of, let's just say it rhymes with gold of my year. Forget the gold pot and the year pot. Just the my pot. Big slice of my, if you know what I'm saying.
So Tanner is outside inflating something, and Riley's like, oh, just pretend it's Simone. So then one of the ladies invites Captain to dinner. She's like, you can wear whatever. I was like, all right, here they come. Now they're drinking, and they're getting, like, rowdier.
Yep. Well, I guess it's time for me to iron one of my large white shirts with big flowers on it. Got it.
Got it.
I learned that from you, Riley.
So Kevin is talking to Courtney in the kitchen. He's like, what should I make tonight for dinner? And she's like, well, it's a white party, and you can't just make white food. And he's like, well, actually, I can make chicken breast and mozzarella and burrata and pasta with cream sauce. She's like, oh, well, that's nice.
like, yeah, thinking like, oh, wow, that's look at all those white foods he just came up with. And Kevin says,
well, Chef Ben made white foods for a white party last season. I'm below deck mad, just saying.
Although, you know, we give Kevin a lot of shit and he is a prick. But I would like to point out, and I might have pointed this out already, but when they do provisions on this show, Kevin comes down the ramp and he carries in provisions with everybody.
That's true.
Unlike
that's
you,
nice.
Ben.
So Kevin's like, he's like, oh, I appreciate Courtney. She's got a real palate. Kate's not a foodie at all. I'm like, you were talking about chicken parmesan and burrata? Like, is that like a really elevated thing?
Yeah, you're real bon appetit over there, buddy.
Wow. Oh, chicken. He's like, well, Courtney, I was thinking about doing some chicken fingers and maybe some beef jerky. What do you think? You've got a real palate. I was like,
Courtney would appreciate ketchup. I'll tell you that right now.
So at like, least she goes to a nice dinner with her mom and dad after they go on a pony ride.
Yeah, it's like you can't just fucking compliment somebody.
Can't just, you know? Yes, you can't just leave it.
So he goes, I love you, sous chef. And Kate goes, you never tell me you love me. So the ladies do a shot and make up a poem with a shot, but I didn't really write it down. I just wrote you basic. I wrote, ladies do a shot with a poem, period. Basic.
I don't think I even processed that there was a poem. I just was like, noise.
Here's me, here's you. I got feet, so I wear shoes. All right, let's do a shot, everybody.
So Brian calls Captain Lee from the shore, and he's like, great news, Brew. They cut out 75% of my knee. They've replaced it with some cabbage, and I'm good to go.
Well, you just saved your own goddamn head, all right? Now, get over here, you little rascal. Glad he recovered, or I would have murdered his stupid ass, all right?
So Kate's very happy because she found a cave, and she's like, it's my dream beach picnic cave. I just want to have like a beach picnic there right in the cave. It's secluded, dark, away from everyone else, the general public. Cave picnics, it's a new thing.
So Brian returns, and the lady sees his bandaged knee, and she's like, oh, poor guy. All right, just put your ankle right up here on my shoulder. You need to elevate it. So, damn, yeah. Damn. You really fooled me with your lack of woos.
Yeah, exactly. They have a slow woo. It's just like it's just bubbling to the surface now. Yeah. So Brian, who is just like, you know, had a very scary ordeal with his knee. He's been in pain, and like this is the first time he's felt good in 4 or 5 days, and he thought he might actually lose his leg. He comes downstairs and he sees Courtney and he tries to kiss her, and she like recoils and goes, have you showered?
No, not
he's
really.
Like, no. And he kisses her and she goes, ew, showered hospital germs. Which is exactly my reaction.
Yeah. And Kevin goes, seafood in Thailand, you can tell it comes from the sea fresh that morning. I'm like, oh God.
Oh.
That's
glad
crazy.
Glad he's finally found someone with a good palate.
Kate and Courtney are doing dishes and Simba's like, Kate, what do you want me to do? And Kate's like, laundry, thanks. And now Simone's getting all hurt that she has to go back to laundry all the time. And Kate's like, well, I tried doing service with her, but Courtney's good at it and she's not. So, cave picnic.
Cave picnic. All right. You're not going to be a stalactite in my cave picnic, okay? So now as they're like floating through the waters, they pass like all these jellyfish. And this one lady who sort of looks like Heidi Dillon from Real Housewives of Dallas, she's like, oh, jellyfish, huh? Who's going to urinate on me if I get stung? Trick answer. All the guys are going to urinate me all at once. Yeah.
Oh, and Riley's like, Tanner and Ashton will be more than willing, I'm sure.
And so the lady just like nods like, okay, that's a good answer for me. That works.
So they go to they're preparing in the cave. Tanner's with Kate, and he goes, those are bats! And she goes, I know, it's a cave. So
I love her cave shade.
Like, should we hang this disco ball? I think it'll be whimsical. Oh, listen to the bats. They're mad. They're mean bats.
I would not like to eat food with bats overhead, just because I would be afraid of them shitting on me. That's my main issue.
Oh, they will. There's a whole place in New Mexico called Carlsbad Caverns, and it's made out of bat shit.
Guano?
Mm,
you could have said guano. Guano is bat shit. It's specifically a word for batshit.
Actually, there are caverns. They're not made out of batshit, but there are big rocks made out of batshit.
Yeah, guano.
Guano. Okay, I'm learning a lot today.
Guano, the excrement of seabirds and bats. Oh, wow, seabirds getting involved. Oh, look at you getting involved in the guano game, seabirds.
So Simone is folding, the ladies are doing shots, the tender's going to the picnic, and the lady is still just harassing Ashton. She's like, yeah, Ashton sandwich. Want to sit right here, Ashton? Come on, sit right here, Ashton. Man, I don't care if the guests are men or women on this show. They're just all pigs when it comes to, like, sexually harassing people.
All pigs, all the time. So, so then Kevin gets a call from his daughter, and so it's the obligatory... Oh, I have a daughter and she means the most to me. So, like, in the spirit of she means the most to me, he's like, you know what I do with my daughter? I just sent her a few emojis, a few frog emojis. She loves that. That's all. A few frog emojis. She sent me some poop emojis. That's it. I'm like, wow, great. Sounds like a really wonderful, substantive relationship you have going on.
Yeah, his kid's going to be on Below Deck in 20 years. Like, my father was so mean to me. That's why I yell at everybody. It's like a cyclical thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He would only, I would say, Dad, I love you. I miss you. And he just sent back frog emojis.
So back at the cave, the lady goes in and she has a disco ball. Nature is amazing.
So I missed that. So meanwhile, the tide has started to recede. So they're going to have to like put on special shoes to like navigate around coral and stuff like that. But before they do that, Tanner's taking a group photo and he's like, okay, let's do a photo. Then I want to get another one from behind. And then someone says, because you want to get me from behind, Tanner. I was like, oh.
And then God pushes them all off the bench they're sitting on. And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
God's like, enough.
So now the ladies are like navigating over to the tender and Kate is like, okay, ladies, so just be careful. There are sea urchins and just be careful. There's a sea urchin. And the lady's like, ow, I stepped on the sea urchin. Lady, she pointed out the sea urchin to you.
She's like, what is anyway. It?
I don't know, a sea urchin.
Something's sticking in me. It's like purpley.
A sea urchin?
I think it's a sea urchin. It fucking hurts.
The sea urchin's like, got it.
My father was mean to me, got it.
My father's the kind of sea urchin who shows, you show up at FedEx washes ashore, my father shows up with a little sea urchin gun.
There's something stuck in me and it's not Ashton.
So Ashton like, let's go back to the boat and soak it in vinegar. So they do. And so Kate and Tanner are left to clean up. And Kate's like, oh my God, ants, always ants. Look at my life. Look at my shoes.
It's a forgotten verse from Little Mermaid. Look at my life. Look at my shoes. I want to be where the people are not.
So the captain is kind of giggling that the lady got sea urchin. He's like, those sea urchins are a real pain in the crapper, right? They stick you with like a corkscrew. You gotta rely on good old vinegar.
And so Simone's soaking the lady's foot in vinegar. And she goes, the lady's like crying. And Simone goes, does it hurt? She's like, yeah.
It really bothered me that we never got any follow-up, like, the moment that came out. She just was like, the next time we saw that lady was at dinner, she's like, okay, I'm ready for dinner now. I'm like, well, I guess your sea urchin situation is solved. Thanks for no follow-up, ma'am.
Yeah.
Testy.
Sea urchin. Lame ass. Sea urchin rage.
Yeah, I need, like, a full... You can't just, like, give me two parts. That, like, give me act one and act two of the sea urchin story and not give me act three.
Yeah, it's like, my foot's okay at the end. Go home. It's like intermission. Yeah, let's really... go come up, but then nothing ever happens after intermission. People are just sitting
the
there
show's
like, wait
normally
a minute.
Really good. It's normally really good about, like, you know, closing out a loop, like finishing up, tidying it up. And I just felt like we were brought on this sea urchin journey and then just, like, led astray.
Well, Kate has to get picked up, so the captain's like, Riley, I want you to take this sea boat, the sea bicycle thing, and take these canoe dinglings over to Kate. And so she does, and Kate's like, Riley, I want you to tell me, So Riley's like trying to ride these stupid bikes, which are so hard. No one really has an easy time on these bikes. Remember when that girl did a music video and she's like, I want to be on bikes, sea bikes. And then her music video is like, yeah, I'm hot. It's like this girl going really slowly on a sea bike.
Yes. Oh, God.
And what a great like, song. Is this really as fast as this goes? Do you have different speeds?
So either way, now it's dinner time. And the guests, because it's so hot, the guests want to eat inside. And unfortunately for the crew, the table is like right next to the galley, which means that they have to do all the food prep and everything in silence. And they can't yell at each other like normal.
Yeah. Kevin's like, we can do anything. And Kate goes, yes, we can. So they're getting ready for dinner. And the ladies are just fucking wasted. And the ladies go down to Lee's room. He's changing. Yeah. And one of them's like, wow, look, it's a captain. Ugh, you keep yourself in good shape, huh? Wow.
He's like trying his best not to lose his shit. Like, who comes into the goddamn captain's quarters when he's changing into his best floral shirt? Who the hell does that?
Yeah. I'm trying to work out my orange flowers here, ladies. All right. Man, get some privacy.
So Simone is on turndowns and she's like, how am I on turndowns again when I'm on lates? How is this? I don't think that Kate knows the definition of a second stew. I'm like, you don't know how to cut a lemon. So,
yeah. And it's hard because Simone's so sweet, but it's like, yeah,
she's so lovely and she's very smart. I do believe she's very smart, but like she oversold herself, I think.
Yeah. Well, being smart and being good at something are totally different, you know? Like waiting tables or service is a certain skill, okay? You don't just like get a PhD and then you're like suddenly a good waiter. I like that.
That's correct.
And so she calls her parents and she's crying and she's like, this is ridiculous. I'm a mathematician. I can speak all these different languages. I can learn service. You can. So go to Applebee's like everybody else had to, okay? I had to work my ass up from Applebee's. Do you know how many times I was called a bad apple and then later called a bad waiter? Thank you.
Yeah.
I know what my point is there, but Applebee's.
The point is that you just because you like brought someone like a popsicle once in life does not mean that you're a second stew. So Simone is like, Kate's probably upset that I'm smarter than her and is trying to make me look dumb. I'm like, no, you literally had to ask how to make a nice coffee. Okay. And you're a second stew. That's not a second stew question. We saw it happen on camera.
Yeah. So then the captain joins the ladies for dinner, and they're like, yeah, look at this handsome chap. Oh, he smells good, too. Oh, my goodness. So it's time to start serving dinner, and it's really quiet, but then you hear a, and it's Riley punching a generator.
Got it. 100% powered by got it.
No, it's like the one of the appliances or something making noise.
Yeah. So they're getting served. They get a beer battered oyster and some chicken parmesan. And Kate's like, huh, dinner's going surprisingly well. It must be because our guests are so hammered.
So Kevin's like, first we've got battered oysters, apples, and just a little whatever. And a lady's like, oh, can you say battered again?
He's like, no, mother, I won't say that. What? I mean, yes, battered oyster.
Mm-hmm. So then Kevin serves his very fancy chicken parm. He's like, it's not, this one's really easy, all right? It's not that fancy, but delicious.
Yeah. They don't care because they're so wasted. So, and downstairs, Simone's still bitching. So there's a one lady who's in a tiara and she's like the most drunk and she's next to Captain Lee and she's like, see, this is why I have a hard time finding a man. You know, I don't fit into a category. I'm just, it's going to take a really special man to tie me down. You know, yes.
He's like, you know what? When it's special, it'll happen. Get me the fuck out of here, please. I'm drowning.
Right? That's how I feel. All right, you're talking into the window right now, and now you're making out with the window, and now you just made a smiley face in the condensation from your breath. Okay.
So one of the other ladies goes into the kitchen. She's like, what's happening? Can I serve? I have to do something. I cannot with that conversation. It's about relationships. So then she's wasted, so she's trying to take the plates, and Kate's like, okay, okay, okay. Wow, you're really making me appreciate Simone's balance at this point.
Yeah.
You are drunk.
And Kevin is so furious because he does not like that A, a common person is holding his plates, and B, that like she's not balancing it, so it's probably going to move around. So he's like scowling. And of course, Simone walks upstairs and sees this and interprets it as Kate like trusting this lady over Simone, when in fact, Kate's just trying to placate a guest who is otherwise drunk.
I'm sure Kate goes up. She's like, would you like to be second stew? So the lady serves Captain, and
she like flops the bowl down, like the bowl practically falls in his lap. She's like, here you go.
Kevin's like, this is my take on a tiramisu. It's not tiramisu, it's a take on one.
I'm like, wow, that look at that palette that you have. Chicken parm and tiramisu. Wow, it's almost as good as the diner that I went to the other night. So then Captain Leah's like, well, I guess we got 3 more hours of this dinner, so let me make some small talk. Hey, so crazy tiara lady, how'd you go from Chicago to California? She goes, oh, I just followed the Grateful Dead. Yeah. Well, it wasn't so much a Grateful Dead. It was like a Kmart circular that just kept blowing away from me, and I just kept on following it until I got to California.
Yeah, I lived in a tour bus. I was a hippie. I sold stir fry across the country. I pierced noses.
And Kate is listening in the kitchen, and she and Courtney fall down on the ground laughing. And it's Simone's like really upset now, and she's like, "Oh, I'm really irritated. I'm the second, and I'm doing laundry." And Tanner's like, "Sorry, Sims. I don't like people being called Sims like that."
She's like, "He's like, yeah."
It's a game of making, like, it's a pointless game. It's a game I don't like, so I don't like Simone being called that.
Yeah, Sims. It reminds me of where I got my, like a blazer. There was a place called Sims. There was a place called Sims in, like, White Plains. And my dad would be like, you need a suit. We're going to Sims. We'd always go there. There'd be all these, like, old guys. They looked like they were, like, you know, bit players in The Sopranos. Like, oh, okay, we're going to give you a suit. Let's see, what body shape are you? You are portly. One of them said I was portly. I was like, whoa. Oh,
whoa. Like, and that is when I burned Sims to the ground, right? Yeah. Then and there.
Anyone who's from Westchester, probably who had like a son or was a son, probably got forced to go to Sims at one point.
Sims. For the Sims, portly guy. Yeah. For anyone, yeah, Sims. Anyone we can call portly. Sims.
Sims.
Just portly. Dead. And no, you're dead. Goodbye. Goodbye store. Burnt to the ground.
Yeah.
So it's bedtime now, and Riley and Kate are in their mess talking, and Kate's eating noodles, and Riley's like, how's it going with the girls? She's like, I mean, it's nice to have stewardesses that don't act like if you ask them to do something that you're attacking them. Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm.
So Riley's like, well, Simone seems a little flustered. So Kate goes, Simone, Kate. Simone, Kate, it's not my radio. I'm just literally going, because that's how annoyed I am having to call you right now. And Simone is crying in bed. And she's like, yes, Kate, what is it? I'm just in the bathroom.
Yeah, I know. Clearly crying. I like that Riley's like, she seems a little flustered. And Simone's like, so Kate's like, Courtney, do you want to go check in on Simone to see if she's okay? And Courtney's like, ugh, no, Kate, you do it, okay? And she's like, it's not my room. It's your room. Sorry, you lose.
So Simone passes by, and Kate's like, oh, God, I just don't understand this. So Riley's like, well, she might be sensitive. Well, I don't like that she's sulking, okay? You're not good at your job enough. You're not good enough at your job to sulk right now. Your best quality was your good attitude. Don't lose that, honey.
Yeah. So she's like, Simone, are you upset? Like, she's like, no, like I said, I was using the toilet. I love that, like, Simone would rather say that she's taking a 25-minute long shit than to admit that she was crying in the room.
Yeah, so she's like, well, you don't look like you're okay. It's like, okay, I want to talk to you. She's like, I just want to be more part service and stuff, but I feel like maybe you don't want me to be there. I just don't know what's going on. No one's telling me what's going on. She goes,
do I need to tell you all the time?
Then she gets a really high gay voice.
Yeah, she starts getting really high, like I'm about to destroy you, so get ready. I assumed you knew the job well enough that I didn't have to tell you everything all the time.
But also, I'm in my head, I'm thinking, I'm working late, I should be doing service. It's confusing, Kay.
Gets like, it feels like Simone acts as if I owe her, when really she's not good at her job, and training is a gift.
Yeah. She's like, well, I'm just not sure you're ready to do service. She's like,
am I a shitty second stew?
She goes, well, I'm not sure that you're a great second stew. When you go into your room and hide for 20 minutes.
I had to use the toilet. I was, I had a very large bowel movement. I wasn't crying.
And then you came back and you were very sullen. So...
She's like, well, I already said I was going to speak to you, and people are asking me about it.
She goes, oh, so you told other crew members.
Okay, not crew members.
Appropriate, okay? The first person you should speak to is me.
Yeah, so, and Simone goes, well, I could see how that's something you could feel, but for me, it's just a moment that I could, I don't feel like it's not okay. I'm telling you, it's not okay. Note that my voice has gotten deeper again. Remember when it was high? That's because when it gets low, that's when I'm going in for the kill. And now you've made our department look bad, so...
I haven't made our department look bad.
Just, but I'm telling you that you have. Okay, why don't you keep saying things that I'm telling you, and then you say no, and then I tell you that I'm telling you. How about we continue that?
And then they just stare at each other. It's like, dun, dun, dun.
This is my cliffhanger voice. I use this voice when I'm telling the producers, it's time for a cliffhanger.
And it's a cliffhanger.
Yep, that's it for Below Deck. Good episode as usual. So, I guess we'll have to see how that shakes out next week. And then mañana we're back with Real Housewives of Orange County. And then, later this week we are going to have, Real Housewives of Dallas and St. Louis. And we're going to have New Jersey and Philadelphia. And then a classic Beverly Hills episode, season 2, episode 14 in the Late Show at Philly. So there's still some tickets left. Go to watchcrappins.com to get tickets for that and get tickets for next week's shows in Denver and Seattle too. And until then, we will talk to you mañana.
Bye.
Bye.